Leaders work with whatever they have to work with. I think most everybody who is seriously looking to achieve great success in their personal life would prefer to keep things, people, and events all in perfect, or at least very good working order. Everything that happens to us can most usually be handled if unfolding events and circumstances come at us in some sort of defined and orderly manner or way. People just seem to like the orderly arrangement of events occurring in their lives. When such things are faced in such a way, these people at least feel like they can better handle and resolve the issues that come at them. Leaders of people, on the other hand, full well know that such orderly arrangement of events and circumstances is seldom the case. The events of life always seem to happen at random, sporadic, or all at once. They almost never seem to appear in any type of orderly fashion. It is for this very reason that all true leaders learn to become flexible, learn to roll with the punches, and learn to be ready for just about anything that could possibly happen to them. Life, all too often, cannot be accurately predictable. Consequently, the really successful leaders are always prepared to respond to any given stimulus, to any given event or situation, and to any given major change or reversal of people, places, or events. It is these real and true leaders of other people who figure things out as they go, instead of trying to have everything all figured out before they start on any given project or mission. That is what real leaders do. People will always follow a leader who knows where he or she is going and who is able to persuade other people to come along with them. They will always loyally follow the leader who furthermore is able to meet challenges and problems head on as they arise and deal with them effectively all the way through to resolution. Followers always support and stay with the leader who quickly acknowledges and then resolves issues that arise, all for the benefit of the entire organization. A truth of life is simply, life can't give me joy and peace. It's up to me to will it. Life just gives me time and space. It's up to me to fill it. God confirms what I am trying to communicate to you in His holy word in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 11 through 20, New King James Version. The choice of life or death. For this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea, that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear, and are drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish, You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. I just want you to know and understand that you do not have to have all the answers to all of the questions that may arise before beginning to lead other people in the directions of their dreams and goals. Just start right from where you are right now. Begin, and then take things as they go and as you personally grow. If you encounter a setback or other misfortune, that is all right. Get back up on your feet and begin again. Just go to work with whatever you have to work with and whatever you have to do. Walk and work in faith and belief. A story, please. Two women once lived in a convalescent center. They both had suffered incapacitating strokes. Mary's stroke had caused paralysis on her left side. Nancy's stroke had caused permanent damage to her right side. Both of these women were devastated by what had happened to them, since they assumed they would never again be able to pursue a pastime they had genuinely enjoyed throughout their entire lives, playing the piano. As fate would have it, Mary and Nancy met one day and began talking about their lives, when they realized they both had an interest in music and in playing the piano. An idea emerged. When approached with the idea, the convalescent center's director brought them a baby grand piano and had it placed in the center's large living and gathering room. The director furthermore had a special elongated piano bench built on which both women could sit together with sufficient room between them to enable both of them to play their individual parts of a duet team. Mary played the right-hand notes while Nancy played the left hand. Not only did they make beautiful music together, but they formed a long and endearing friendship. The point is simple and very clear. God's design for each of our lives is for all of us to work together, live together, and have fun together. When we choose to share our own time and space with others, we always will reap the two great and glorious personal rewards of joy and peace. Whenever you do not care who gets the credit for an accomplishment, then there is no limit to what can be achieved by the combined efforts of the individual players. Leaders gotta lead.